Yes, I just wanted to say about this Shradhavan Janhe, Shradhavan Janhe. This is calling out, oh, Shradhavan means somebody who possesses something, and Shraddha means faith. Literally, Shraddha means where you put your heart. And how important that is. In the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that a person is his faith, that a person is made of his faith. Actually, you can look that up. The first couple of verses in the first in the 17th chapter of the Gita. Text number 3. Sadvanu rupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata shraddha mayo yam purusho yo yach shraddha sa evacha. O son of Bharata, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be of a particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. And in this shloka, the phrase is Shraddhamayo Ayam Purushaha, that the Purusha, the person, is his Shraddha. Whatever Shraddha he's full of, that is what his person is. In other words, the person is made of his faith, literally. And so, this Shraddhavan Janhe, Shraddhavan Janhe, everyone's full of some kind of faith, but this is specific faith in bhakti. Shraddha Shabde, Shraddha Shabde Vishwash Kahe, Surida Nishchoy, Krishna Bhakti Koina Sarva, Karma Krita Hoy. A person who has faith is somebody who has faith in bhakti, and that is that by doing Krishna bhakti, then everything else is completed, everything else is done. And without doing Krishna bhakti, then one's life is incomplete. We know from studying the Bhagavatam recently that there was a discussion between Srila Vyasadeva and Narada Muni in which this topic of Krishna bhakti came up, because Narada Muni told Vyasadeva that the reason that he felt despondent after compiling all the Vedas was that he hadn't given the clearest conception of bhakti possible and the clearest conception of Bhagavan possible and bhakti for Bhagavan. And therefore he told him, Naish Karmyam Apyachuta Bhava Varjitam. And this means that Naish Karmyam Apyachuta Bhava Varjitam Nashobate Gyanam Alam Niranjanam. He said that even if you have Gyanam Niranjanam, that is knowledge that is free from any kind of motivation, Gyanam Niranjanam, in other words, somebody who's a Gyani and they cultivate knowledge and they come to some conclusion and they don't have any material motive for it necessarily, but still, if it's devoid of the conception and it's naishkarmyam, in other words, it's not motivated by karma, naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam. Achuta means Krishna or the infallible, right? And achuta bhava means some feeling for the personality of Godhead, some bhakti. So he told his disciple that naishkarmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam, that if it doesn't have that achuta bhav, if you don't get that bhav for achuta, it doesn't matter if you attain some kind of knowledge that's devoid of material tinge. He said it's nashobate, it's not beautiful. It doesn't look good. It's not attractive at all, even if you get that kind of gyan. Nashobate gyanam alam niranjanam. Then he says that kutak punas, we can find it. It's naish karmyam apyachuta bhava varjitam. Kutak punas. There we go. Fifth chapter. 171. Thank you very much. Apyachuta bhava varjitam. Kutakpuna shashvara badram ishvare. So badra means auspicious, and abhadra means inauspicious. So he says kutakpunas shashvad abhadram ishvare. Na charpitam karma. Charpitam, arpitam means, arpitam karma means karma, work that you do, that then you offer as some kind of a sacrifice for the Lord. So he says that what to speak of any kind of work in this world, if it has no connection to Krishna, then it's always inauspicious. You know, if you have a pure knowledge without any relationship with the material world, still it doesn't look good if there's no achyuta bhava. What to speak of if you do work in the material world, it's just from beginning to end, it's always inauspicious. Unless somehow or other it's connected to the Supreme Personality of God, it's offered to the Supreme Lord. So my point was, I was coming to is the Shradhavan, that a person who is made of his faith, and that faith means to understand that if I give everything to achyuta, I develop achyuta bhava, and I dedicate my life towards bhakti, then I'll gain everything else. Everything else will be there. And if I don't get that, then Bhagavatam says, Shrama eva hi kevalam. I've simply worked for nothing. I've done a lot of hard labor, but it's just that. It's just labor. You didn't really get anything out of it. So the ultimate thing is to develop this bhakti, this serving mood, and to be full of faith. And then by that, you get everything. Vasudeva bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojita janayashu vairagyam jnanam charyata haitukam. Just by doing bhakti, then automatically you get the servants that come along with bhakti who are jnana and vairagya. They're standing waiting to serve bhakti. They're like waiting outside bhakti's door saying, anything I can do for you. So if you dedicate your life towards bhakti, devotional service, that is, to achyuta, then you automatically get jnana and vairagya. It's bhakti's independent of jnana and vairagya. Yes, Prabhuji.
There's also another verse that says that pure bhakti or uttama bhakti has to be free from jnana and karma. So how do we understand that you get jnana?
Well, it's independent of jnana and bhakti, but tachchradhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanan bhakta shruta grihitaya. It's also explained by Sutta Goswami in the same sequence that in order to steadily make progress on the path, you have to be fortified with jnana vairagya. In other words, by performing bhakti, you'll automatically get those things, and you have to be, tachchradhana means you have to be very serious about the process. Shraddhana means somebody who's very enthusiastic for the process. That's Shraddhana Munayo Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya. You also have to be thoughtful. Jiva Goswami says about that verse that it means you have to be faithful, thoughtful. Faithful and thoughtful. Sometimes somebody's faithful but they're not thoughtful. They're full of faith but they're not thoughtful, and they express their faith in a way that's not, where they haven't actually thought about it very much and considered. Like Prabhupada gave us the instructions that we should hear his books, all of his books. Otherwise he said we'd fall down if we didn't read all of his books. And he also told us we should hear and discuss from different angles of seeing. We should discuss threadbare. That means being thoughtful. So you need to be faithful, you also need to be thoughtful, and you also have to be shruta grihitaya, which means a follower of the shastra. You actually have to be dedicated to following the shastra and what the shastra says, according to this verse, tashtradhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya, and then you'll be fortified to move ahead on the path of bhakti. So, although bhakti is independent of jnana and vairagya, still, by performing bhakti, then you become fortified by those things. Prabhude jnana bhaktivyam atmayananda chinmayi, Brahma Samhita says, with a little bit of sambandha jnana, prabhude jnana bhaktivyam, then that directed in the right direction, along with the practice of bhakti, then your original consciousness wakes up, bhagavat prema lakshana, and the characteristic of your original consciousness, your pure consciousness, is Bhagavat Brahma, means love for God. So the point I was coming to was that having this faith, this is the prime goal of life, to develop this faith more and more, because yadrishi, yadrishi, shradha, siddhir, bhavati tadrishi, that if the more you increase your faith in bhakti, and the more you increase your faith and your guru nishta, the dedication to the lotus feet of your spiritual master, and to serving properly, then the more you become perfect. Shraddha siddhir. Your perfection comes from the increase of your faith. So shraddhavan janhe, shraddhavan janhe. O faithful people, he's calling out to the faithful people. And someone who has this kind of faith, even if they're a beginner in devotional service, can also have an effect on other people. In other words, a person who somehow or other, by good association and good fortune, develops this kind of faith in bhakti and in serving the devotees, that person can also convert others to Vaishnavism, because this is our strength in devotional service. And then, of course, it becomes fortified as we move forward by proper association, by shastra, by gaining the strength that we get from hearing, and also detachment. If you have jnana and vairagya, if you don't have jnana, you don't know what to do. And if you don't have vairagya, you can't do it, even if you know what it is. So you have to have both, jnana and vairagya. And therefore, the complete package is there when you, forgive the phrase, if you engage in bhakti, because Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janya Yashru Vairagyam Jnanam Chara Yarahai. Ashru means very quickly. If someone dedicates him or herself to the process of bhakti, then very quickly he also gets jnana vairagya, because they're always waiting there at the doorstep of bhakti. What can I do for you? And if you serve Bhakti Devi, then they come out. Yes, I'm right here to serve you. You automatically become detached, and you also get knowledge. It comes as a concomitant factor, because bhakti is supreme and independent from jnana and vairagya. So I just wanted to bring that out from that song, Shraddhavan Janhe, Shraddhavan Janhe, the Shraddha. The more we develop our Shraddha for bhakti and for performing devotional service, then the more we attain perfection. And then if we lose that, it's possible to, through improper practice and association, and we can also lose our focus and stray away and start thinking something else is more important. And then we waste a lot of time by becoming entangled in material life and pursuing anartas, or things that are contrary to our real interest. It's a real waste of time. I mentioned that bumper sticker the other day, IOIO, it's off to work I go. I saw another one. Almost even better. This is like Vedanta Sutra. I was thinking that this morning when I was on my japa walk, and I saw these different bumper stickers, and I was thinking, the Vedanta Sutra gives in one sutra the essence of a certain philosophical point. So in American life, we have the bumper sticker. It's the Vedanta Sutra of the Americans. And there's a little bumper sticker. It's actually the thing that goes around the license plate, and it has a little saying on it. So I saw one this morning. It says, born to shop, forced to work. There it is in a sutra, the whole material world. But Srila Prabhupada came to save us, and he came and preached pure bhakti. And by preaching pure bhakti with no adulteration, and because he was himself completely pure and unadulterated in his practice of bhakti, then his words had effect, and many people were able to take up devotional service and still are going on by the power of his presence. People all over the world are traveling, preaching, and it's all due to the example and the power that Srila Prabhupada exhibited, because if someone's not empowered, then they can't preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. They have to have a certain shakti, the bhakti shakti, that comes from the purity of the practice. Otherwise, one can't convert people everywhere all over the world. But Prabhupada had that shakti, and it's still going on.